the truth of Jesus. And the truth is that God's not surprised and he's not shaken and he's got it under control.
No matter what your past might be, you always have hope thanks to the freedom you've been given in Jesus Christ. Hi, Mark Gothier for Making Your Life Count. Music artist Cody Carnes describes what this means.
Colossians 2, 13 through 15 is a kind of a main scripture for the cross as the final word. And it just talks about how you were dead because of your sins, but God saved you, and he nailed every single thing that the enemy could ever throw at us. He nailed to the cross. And it actually says that he actually shamed every evil authority. He shamed them publicly on the cross, which is pretty bold. Not only did God conquer all of these things at the cross, but he also just made a spectacle of the enemy and pretty much showed how much power he didn't have, you know, how much power the enemy does not have over God. And the very thing that the enemy thought was going to take Jesus out was the very thing that Jesus used to take him out.
Cody says you don't have to live with past shame and regret. There is hope and freedom in Jesus Christ.
Everything was conquered at the cross, you know, and so that was really kind of a foundation. Isaiah 9, which Isaiah is prophesying about Jesus, and it actually says that he will break the chains of slavery and lift the heavy burdens from their shoulders. So that's like a kind of a massive like inspiration for this. And like I said, it's just a lot of hope declarations, a lot of like the truth of Jesus. And the truth is that God's not surprised and he's not shaken and he's got it under control.
To learn how you can know God personally, go to CRU.org and click on the How to Know God tab. That's CRU.org, and click on the How to Know God tab.